It's not how you start, it's how you finish. Live from Michigan, it's the Steve Gruber Show, rolling into hour number three, and here are three big things you need to know. Number three, the weather's about to take a hard turn into hardcore winter. Temperatures plummeting, snow coming, piling up. Are you ready for Harper? Number two, former Michigan Governor John Engler out at Michigan State as interim president, but who will fill the job in the wake of the Larry Nassar debacle? And number one at the top of the page, the Democrats are so desperate to destroy President Trump, Nancy Pelosi is trying to stop the State of the Union address.
Nancy Pelosi is terrified, number one, of her extreme left-wing base. She is captive of them.
It is time to get started on a Thursday, and we'll get back to Nancy Pelosi and Ted Cruz. But let's start with what might help you the most heading into the weekend, and that's knowing about Harper. Harper is the winter storm that right now is blasting the Sierra Nevadas with as much as 8 feet of snow. You heard me right, 8 feet of snow. Some areas, to go along with that, wind speeds of 70 miles an hour in the valleys that are wind prone. So in Lake Tahoe, for example, 2 to 5 feet of snow above 7,000 feet, 2 feet of snow at the lake level. Mono County, about the same, 24 inches on Highway 395 with 50 to 70 mile an hour winds, 110 mile an hour winds at the ridgetops. This storm is it's a monster. It is a monster. Whiteout conditions, high avalanche danger, full on blizzard conditions in all sorts of places. I'm telling you, let me tell you this one right here. Carson, California, Sonora Pass, 80 inches expected. 80, that's right. You heard me right. 80. 80 inches. And so, for those of us living here in the Rust Belt in Michigan, in the Great Plains, and if you have friends in Kansas City, they're going to get pummeled again as Harper makes its way across the country. So, let's see here. Harper will get into Kansas City for the AFC Championship weekend. It's the second week in a row Kansas City will get pounded prior to the National Football League game. It'll start out as rain Friday and then turn to freezing rain and sleet. And then by Saturday, here comes the snow, big event. Same thing here in Michigan. Snow is going to make its way all the way up. The heaviest snow could be in places like New York State, northern New England. They could exceed 20 inches of snow. Parts of the Ohio Valley into southern Michigan, 6 to 12 inches of snow. I mean, this storm's going to be all over. It's going to be a big one. The last time this happened in Cleveland and Columbus was March 7th and 8th, 2008. Columbus has only seen a trio of snowstorms produce a two-day total of at least 1 foot of snow in records dating to 1948. So it could really produce a foot of snow or more. It's going to be a big one. 12 inches over 2 days. Again, that takes you back to 1948 in Ohio. So if you're traveling, flying, doing that. Now, we're traveling in a couple of days to Las Vegas. Hopefully by the time we get to go to the SHOT Show in Las Vegas, this will be cleaned up and taken care of. All right, so meanwhile, in D.C., where they had 10 inches of snow last weekend and still a bunch of snow, and they could get more out of this deal, Harper could bring more snow to the party. And this brings me back to this whole conversation we were having over the last couple of days about winter shifting a bit, starting a bit later, and lasting a bit longer. You know, we've had a fairly snowless January in southern Michigan. You know, from about St. John's south to the Indiana and Ohio line, especially to the east and the southeast, not a lot of snow at all. Plenty in November, some in December, but it's been pretty snowless. But it's gotten cold now. Oh, and by the way, did I mention low temperatures below zero across much of the state starting by this weekend as well. So a double punch, and there you go. All right, for those in D.C., not only do you have the storm Harper coming at you, you have the Democrats and the Republicans storming around. The Democrats so desperate to destroy the president, Nancy Pelosi now trying to block the State of the Union address. Yes, she has actually suggested that they skip the State of the Union address and instead just send us something in writing. And it's like, really? And she says the reason for it, it's a matter of security. You know, with this partial government shutdown, which, by the way, is in day 27, it's just too dangerous. It's just too dangerous to have the State of the Union, at which point the DHS and Secret Service laughed at Nancy. They just said, that's ridiculous. Dismissed that right out of hand. But why does she want to stop Donald Trump from taking to the podium to talking to a joint session of Congress? Well, Ted Cruz, he says it's because for Trump, it's too big of a stage for Pelosi not to challenge him. She's trying to keep him out of the spotlight. Ted Cruz, bite five.
So why does Nancy Pelosi not want the State of the Union? Because the State of the Union is an enormous platform for the president to speak directly to the American people. And she doesn't want people focusing on the substance of this issue. She wants their information to come from the mainstream media rather than to come directly from the president. Listen, it's the same reason. You remember back right before the shutdown when the president met with Pelosi and Schumer in the Oval Office, and it was a remarkable meeting. I thought the funniest and most revealing moment was when Pelosi said, multiple times, please, can we turn the cameras off? Can we get the reporters out of here? She didn't want people to see then that their position was objectively unreasonable. The president has said he's willing to compromise, he's willing to negotiate, but we need to secure the border.
There you go. Doesn't want to give him the stage, doesn't want to realize that the people understand an open border is a bad idea, that it's an indefensible position. And that's what it is. It's because there is nobody that actually believes then an open border is a good idea. Nobody. Because it's a terrible idea. And that's the bottom line. Meanwhile, though, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the gift that keeps on giving day after day after day, took to the floor of the House yesterday to explain why this is going on, to explain what's wrong with the shutdown, what's wrong with Donald Trump, what's wrong with this entire scene and why the government shutdown's wrong, what's wrong with the border, and said much of this is not normal. Much of this is not normal. Let's go with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, bite six, go.
And the truth of this shutdown is that it's actually not about a wall. It is not about the border, and it is certainly not about the well-being of everyday Americans. The truth is, this shutdown is about the erosion of American democracy.
It is?
And the subversion of our most basic governmental norms. It is not normal to hold 800,000 workers' paychecks hostage.
Hostage.
It is not normal to shut down the government when we don't get what we want.
Chuck?
It is not normal for public servants to run away and hide from the public that they serve.
Hello, Puerto Rico.
And it is certainly not normal to starve the people we serve
starve.
For a proposal that is wildly unpopular among the American people.
Tough words. Tough words. By the way, you want something really shocking? Rasmussen released a poll yesterday that if Donald Trump ran against Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez today, he would win, but not by much. He would get 43% of the vote, and Ocasio-Cortez would get 40% of the vote, 43-40. Thankfully, she's not allowed to run, but I'm sure she can find a way to complain about that and change the Constitution because it doesn't fit her needs. All right, it's hour number three here, Steve Gruber's show. Humphrey Hawksley from London on the program next. Sit tight.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
As humans, we ask ourselves all kinds of questions. But what if we were forced to ask ourselves a question every day that affected the outcome of the most basic things, the most important things in our lives? The question is, what is your sexual orientation or gender identity? And the answer is the difference between keeping your job or getting fired. The answer is the difference between staying in your home or getting evicted. The answer is the difference between receiving medical treatment or not. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against people based on their answer to this question. LGBT Americans have the right to say, "I do," but they don't have the same basic rights as everyone else. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our communities secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. We protect the homeland. We're always there when called upon, and in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this